And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Hey guys, Debbie Nigro here live from my house in New Rochelle, New York, where I don't get dressed to do the show, but then I really never got dressed anymore to do the show, because that's why I got into radio versus television, because you don't have to look good, you just have to sound good, be nice, play nice. You know, tone is everything, and I'm always hoping to bring good energy when I show up to do the show every day, regardless of where I do it from. So today is no different. In spite of it all, I've been through some really dark personal times, but this is a dark time for the entire world at one time. And so I do believe that people need to give everybody else hope who can. And so I'm one of those people. Today I'm going to bring you another one of my That's the Spirit kind of stories, because I'm looking for them. And they're not hard to find, actually. There's so many good people out there. It's just, it's amazing. It really is amazing. So today is a story about Maid Brigade in Valhalla, New York. They have a very unique machine that makes professional-level disinfectant, and they're making it and giving it away free to people who can't find wipes, who need disinfectant, everything from community organizations to hospices to police and firemen and to you, I guess. It's unbelievable. Robin and Gary Murphy own Maid Brigade, and they saw on Facebook people couldn't find these basic things, and they happen to have this generator that can do like 15 gallons of hospital-grade disinfectant per hour. Robin, you go, girl. Welcome to the show.
Debbie. You told my whole story.
Well, I wanted to make sure we didn't leave the basics out.
Awesome.
But first of all, thank you so much. Great. You know, Maid Brigade's been around as a brand name for a while, but you've taken it to another level by being very early green clean, meaning that you take and have always taken great care going into people's houses that it's left better, of course, than you arrived, but that everything was non-toxic. So I thought that was really... I didn't know that.
It's really important to us. We learned early on how important it was to use safe cleaning solutions for the families that were cleaning, as well as my staff who are breathing it in all day long. We can clean just as well with safe cleaning solutions. And, you know, we started our business in 1996. I don't think that the word green was even used with regard to cleaning back then. You know, we used to, like, struggle. Do we call it environmentally friendly or eco-friendly? In any case, now I think the world has caught on, and most people understand how important it is to clean your home with products that are safe for the environment, for the surfaces in your home, and for your family.
Okay, tell me about this super-duper crazy machine that you have. I can't – we went through this before you got on the air. I found it fascinating. How is it you have this machine, and what the heck does it do? And I know this stuff's only good for a week, but what is? How does it work? What is this
I'll try and explain this. We have a machine.
It's a generator, right?
A couple of years ago, we realized that disinfection was really an important part of cleaning, and using safe disinfectant was a key thing. There's lots of products out there, and we learned of electrolyzed water, a machine. There's a machine that it's in lots of places. It's in your New Rochelle. The New Rochelle School District has the same, as far as I know, has the same machine. We bought a machine that generates, it generates cleaning solution and disinfectant, and it's you ask why it's only good for 1 week. It's made on demand. Hospitals have it. Again, school districts, hotels, gyms have machines that produce this. And so we use it on demand. We go out in the morning, and all of our teams go out with their arsenal of cleaning solutions. And then at the end of the day, if it's not empty, we'll pour it out because it's most effective on the day that it's made. It has an effective life of 1 week. We happen to, not related to COVID-19, but we happen to be in the process of upgrading our equipment, and we're getting a new machine this week that will have the disinfectant will have a shelf life of at least 30 days. So while we've made this offer to the community to come and fill up, and I guess first people started last Monday, and so people will be coming this week to get their new batch. If you come later in the week, you'll have solution that'll last you 30 days. So it might be worth a couple days' wait.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah. So how are you? It's like, okay, you've been written up in the newspapers. I've put the link for that story up on the Debbie Nigro Show Facebook page. I want to spread the word. You're like, look, if you can't find disinfectant, come back, fill up. There's no problem. We've got you. Who does this apply to? Everybody? Anybody?
You know what? Everybody. It started out where somebody was posting on Facebook that, you know, somebody in their family was sick and they couldn't get disinfectant. And my husband and I looked at each other and we're like, well, this is a way for us to help. We have a machine that generates 15 gallons an hour. I was a little concerned midweek last week how much we were going through, but what the toll was on the machine. And I called my supplier and I said, could we be doing irreparable damage to this machine by generating so much? And he said, no, you're just going to have to fill it up with some salt sooner, right? The ingredients in this disinfectant, it's made with salt, water, and it goes through electrolysis. So it's super safe.
Got it. Okay, last we spoke, the biggest problem you had besides, you know, keeping up with the demand was bottles. What happened since then? Where do you get these bottles to put them into people?
You know, you'd think, right, people can't buy toilet paper, people can't buy disinfectant. Now bottles are hard to find in quantity anyway. And so we have told everybody it's BYOB right now. Hopefully we will have a new shipment of bottles. That way we can apply the label so people can know how to use it properly. But right now we have a table outside, it's like a lemonade stand, a self-serve lemonade stand, but instead of filling it up with lemonade, it's disinfectant, and we have instructions there, and we'll email anybody labels also, the label information, so they're using it correctly.
Okay.
And that is something
that people... Can people bring their own bottles?
People can bring their own bottles. We just say make sure if they're not new, make sure they're super clean, because it's not safe to mix cleaning solutions. It could be deadly.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, ammonia and...
That would be bad. If the thing you got to clean killed you before the thing you were trying to avoid killing.
Not good.
Everybody's
not
so
good.
Neurotic. Yeah, very
but,
neurotic.
But also important on the label is we explain what you have to do to disinfect, because I was just reading a survey today. I mean, I know this, but I was just reading a survey today. Most people don't disinfect properly. You spray and you wipe and you think you disinfected, but you didn't. You really need to read the label on the disinfectant, whether it's Lysol or whatever you're using that is a disinfectant. It'll tell you on the back of the label how long it should stay wet for in order to kill the germs that you want killed, or bacteria or viruses that you want killed. In our case, it's to disinfect. You need to leave it wet on the surface for 10 minutes. To just sanitize, like a food prep area, is 1 minute.
Okay. Where would you see? I get weirded out about spraying chemicals anywhere there's food. Like on, you know, some people say, oh, cutting boards or tables or kitchen sinks. Where would you put this stuff?
I would put it on all of those. This is super safe. I mean, I'm not a scientist, but the active ingredient is hypochlorous acid, which your body generates. And our body generates it and it heals wounds. So this is super safe. You could drink this. I haven't. I'm going to, just to prove it. But it's very safe, and it's totally safe for food prep surfaces and any. But where should you use it? You should use it on any high-touch area, light doorknobs, light switches, your telephone, keyboards, your doorknobs. And think about it, not just your inside your house, but the outside doorknob, your car door, right? Think about all these things that you're touching.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard to even leave your house to go do anything, because everything you're touching, and everybody's like flipping out, right? How many times you wipe your hands over and over? It's crazy. You don't have any service going on in people's homes, right? I mean, you're not...
We do.
Not,
we do. We are deemed essential service. Yeah, we're an essential service. And while some of our clients have chosen not to have us in for different reasons, including, you know, that if some people don't want other people into their home,
right.
And they are also... We have lots of you know, people in medical professions or people who are sick that don't want us in. And that's really important to us, that we're not putting our staff in any dangerous way also. So we have many clients who are not having us clean right now. And for them, we're dropping off our disinfectant and our cleaning solutions because we want them to be able to stay safe and healthy in their home until we're back. And then we also have clients who have increased their cleaning from once a month to once a week, or once a week to two and three times a week, because being in a safe home is important to them and important to everybody.
Boy, what an interesting time to be a maid brigade owner. Can I ask you personally, what was your inspiration to go in this direction as a career? Were you a clean freak?
I worked in the I was in the corporate world, and had a young kid and had a really hard time finding a cleaning person. So it was very unprofessional. The cleaning options for us were very unprofessional. We had a cleaning lady who would come every other week, and she would tell us, she'd leave us a list of what to buy, and if we didn't buy it, I don't know, she came and cleaned anyway. And I just saw a big need for, you know, working families to have professional cleaning help. And it's been 25 years, and so I think we have upped our game a lot over time. I mean, there are things that we're doing now and technology we're using that didn't exist, 5 years ago. For disinfectant, for example, we have electrostatic sprayer, which, again, not a scientist, but we use this. It's like a little sprayer, little spray gun that provides 360-degree coverage of surfaces. So really, truly, whatever we're spraying with disinfectant is getting covered.
Amazing. Amazing. So I guess right now you're more interesting than any other company out there because you can get surfaces.
There are lots of interesting companies out there. Are you kidding? There are lots of companies doing really good things, for people on the front line.
Oh, believe me, I know, and I'm just giving you a little love here.
Thank
you. Sometimes a company, a perception of a company gets changed when you know more about them. And I'm duly impressed having now got myself educated about how you come in there with these pure mist and you disinfect, and it's like, wow, I want you to come and kill every germ I ever met in my house as soon as this is over. I'm like, God, you can't come now because I'm not letting anybody in. But boy, am I impressed with you. I just want to say good people deserve extra love during this, and you and your husband and your company are doing amazing things by giving
away this. Awesome. Yeah, our staff are really feeling good about the work that they're doing, too. That's a real key thing. It's a time of instability, and that we can provide consistent, professional, and safe cleaning and disinfection services. Our staff are proud peacocks, and they deserve a lot of thanks because they are on the front line, too.
Yep. Thank you so much. Okay. So May Brigade, Westchester County. Wait, let me just finish. I know we're having maybe because where I'm broadcasting from, we may have a delay and me talking over you, and I apologize. May Brigade serves Westchester, Putnam County, Rockland County, parts of Fairfield County. Safe and effective, green since before the term was used. I put the information up on how to reach them on the Debbie Nigro Show Facebook page. I will share it out. And kudos to you, Robin, and your husband. And that's the spirit, girl. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Debbie. You too. Keep it up.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Have a good one.
Great one. Bye.
Okay. Wow. I do love doing what I do because, I do a lot of homework, a lot of research to find the light in the dark. And I scoop around and I try and bring you stories that give you hope you're going to make another day. Oh, and that was why I was doing that before this even happened. But, wasn't that wonderful? Made Brigade, unique machine, makes professional level hospital-grade disinfectant, so they're ramping it up and giving it away free. If you want to know how to get some for yourself, why not, right? You drive up, happy to give you some. Just follow the bouncing ball on the Debbie Nigro Show Facebook page, or you want to go over to their website, which is, this local area's version of Maid Brigade. All right, come on back, because I do want to tell you about that guy. I watched this great documentary. You might want to watch it. His name is Harvey Wiley. First Food and Drug Administration guy. He was like father of the Pure Food and Drugs Act. If it wasn't for Harvey Wiley, I don't know, we might still be eating God only knows what. But boy, it took him a lifetime to get everybody to pay attention, pretty much. And then people are getting mad about other people who don't want to stay in the house. Some guy, had his neighbors were armed, wouldn't let them get back in the house, man. So, okay, let's stay hopeful. All together here. Spirit.